Hola y bienvenidos a Sex and Spanglish, where we empower mujeres to get in touch with their bodies, own their pleasure, and where we discuss all the cochinadas our abuelas didn't tell us about. I'm Ana López, sexpert, future doctora, certified sex and life coach, proud Latina, and your go-to guide for all things sex. I'm here to help you kick vergüenza to the curb and teach you to have guilt-free sexual pleasure. Basically, I'm here to help you have mind-blowing sex without all the guilt and shame you learned growing up. Let's be real. La comunidad Latina doesn't talk about sex, pero qué suerte tienes because this Latina does. It is my vision to have Latinas worldwide discussing sex with one another just like they do with chisme. Así que, prepárate. I'm about to change the way you view sex para siempre. Welcome back to another episode of the Sex and Spanglish podcast. Today's episode is going to be the first in a series I'm calling The Cost of Being a Woman. So obviously we don't have, you know, we don't wake up being a woman and just have to like pay someone, but there are many different ways in which we pay essentially for being a woman. So whether this be physically, so things such as like hormonal changes, pregnancy, going into labor, menstruation, things like that. There's also the stress and societal expectations, all of those things that we also deal with. So I'm going to go over some examples here, and today's episode is actually going to be on stress. And I want to preface this by saying that the examples that I am going to share have been taken from what I've seen my own clients go through, real life examples of family and friends and individuals that I follow on social media. And not all of these examples are going to ring true for you, and that is totally okay. And I also want you to know that even if these examples don't ring true for you, these are real life situations of many, many women around the world. This is not the minority by any means. So with that being said, let's get into it. The first example that I want to share about the cost of being a woman and as it relates to stress is with the household. So this can mean cooking, right? The expectation that the woman is supposed to buy the food and make sure the refrigerator is stocked and the meals are prepped and make sure that everyone is fed. When the children are hungry, who gets up, right? All of those things. Then there's the cleaning. So the buying of the cleaning supplies, the actual cleaning, cleaning up after others, in addition to the basic cleaning, the deep cleaning, and then even like the organizing, right? So getting rid of clothes or things that you no longer need or your family no longer needs. Making sure that everything is in order, both in the home and also with schedules and things like that. Making the doctor's appointments, making sure that the bills are paid on time. All of those things. Making sure that the home is stocked. So whether there's soap and toilet paper, deodorant, things like that. Making sure that there's tampons or pads on hand if you have girls at home, right? Making sure that there is laundry detergent, making sure that the leaky faucet gets fixed, or, you know, the couch cushions get repaired, those pants get hemmed, whatever it is, you are like the CEO of the household. And then we move on to children, if you have children. You know, this could be sports and other activities, making sure that you're signing them up and being active and present for them. It could be art class and play dates, things like that. Not only organizing these things, but taking the children to and from, making sure that they are where they are supposed to be when they are supposed to be there. Making sure that they are bathed and fed, making sure that they're up to date on their vaccinations and their physicals for both school and extracurricular activities. Knowing that they're knowing their friends and their friends' parents, right? Having a relationship with these individuals. Knowing their teachers and how well they are doing with school. Knowing their shortcomings, maybe if they need help, right? Knowing their likes and dislikes, ensuring they get to and from school on time. Making sure that lunches are made. And this is just a short list of things that are involved with children. Some of you don't have children, but maybe you have pets. So maybe this involves like making sure that the dog is walked or the cat, if you walk your cat, right? Making sure that the food is there, the vaccinations are up to date, that you're taking them to the vet when they are ill or just for a checkup, right? All of these things, making sure that your pets are well groomed, maybe even neutered, whatever, right? Making sure that all of these things are done and done on time. Also done effectively, right? You don't want to take like your pet or your kid to like some random ass vet or doctor, right? Making sure that you are, that they are getting adequate care and like really good care at that. And then we move on to your partner, if you're partnered, right? Making sure that their lunch is made for work, making sure you handle any stress that they have, keeping up with your appearance so that you look good for them, not bringing up anything that might cause them stress, and making sure that they are taken care of, just like you would take care of your children. So those are just a few examples of how women experience stress based on simply just being a woman and the expectations that are placed on them. Now, these are definitely like not things that you have to do at all. So I don't want you to think that I'm telling you that you have to do any of these things, because you most certainly do not. And many women don't do any of these things or don't do some of these things, right? Like you get to pick and choose what you want to do and what is appropriate for your household. But there is a vast difference between choosing to do them because you want to and doing them because you think you have to, because if you don't, no one else will. There is a huge difference between that, right? You can choose to do it because you want to and you don't have to do these things. And also, you don't have to choose to do them simply because you think no one else in the household will do them. So, after hearing this list, you might be exhausted. I know that I'm kind of like, dang, like I don't do many of these things because I don't have children or pets and I don't take care of my partner like he's a child. But I feel exhausted just by reading this. Now, notice that nowhere in this list of examples was there rest and relaxation. It's a whole lot of doing for others. And when we are constantly on the go, both physically and mentally, we don't take the time to replenish ourselves, which causes stress, right? Now, what does any of this have to do with sex? If you've been listening for any time now, you know that the stress that we experience is the kryptonite to pleasure in the bedroom. If you're zoning out during sex, if you're unable to orgasm like you used to, if you're not wanting to have sex even though you used to, and sex is feeling like it's too much work, it's likely because you are stressed. And I wanted to provide some examples as to why you may be stressed. Many of these things that I mentioned, many of these examples, so the cooking, the cleaning, taking care of the kids, taking care of your partner, taking care of the household, many of those things you do out of habit and you don't recognize the stress that they are causing. Just because you've been doing them for years on end does not mean that they do not cause you stress. Just because it is a habit to do these things does not mean that they are not a point of stress for you. So maybe you've recognized some of these things and you now realize like, oh, they might be causing me stress and they might be impacting my experience in the bedroom. So now what? Well, I invite you to think about how it is that you want to show up in each of these areas. So in your household, with your kids, with your partner, how do you want to show up? Not how you think you should show up, how you want to show up. So an example of this would be, if I was doing this for myself, I would say, how do I want to show up in my household? So the first category that I have is cooking. How do I want to show up for cooking? So what I've decided for me is that I actually enjoy cooking. I've come to a point in my life where I enjoy cooking. And I don't want to do it every single night because I got shit to do. So I spend one day a month cooking, or one weekend actually, cooking, and I prep my meals ahead of time. So that only are we eating home-cooked meals every single day. I do not have to cook every single day because I've prepared ahead of time. Now, this might look very different for you. This might mean ordering out sometimes. This might mean ordering a meal prep service, which is actually something I'm going to invest in come the new year. So I'm super excited about that. But anyways, what does that look like for you? What is going to work for you and your schedule and your household? Maybe that means delegating the cooking to someone else, right? Whether that be your kids or someone else that lives with you, your partner, whatever that looks like. What about the grocery shopping? Do you have to physically go to the store? Can you do Instacart? Can you do curbside pickup? Like, can you ask someone else to order the food for you, right? Thinking about how you want to handle this and not how you think that you should. When it comes to cleaning, for me, my partner helps me clean, right? And I say help very loosely because he fucking lives here. It is also his responsibility in my mind. Now, if you want to clean your whole house, that is totally fine. I am not willing to do it all on my own. So for me, that means if I mention something, hey, something's missing, like we don't have Dawn or we don't have vinegar or whatever that I need to clean, then he knows that he needs to buy it. I will just say it randomly and he knows that he needs to buy it as soon as I say it. And that's how it works. As far as the organizing goes, my partner is responsible for organizing his own shit. So I wash the clothes, he puts his shit away, I literally just throw it in a pile, I don't fold it, anything like that. Now, this is just my personal example, right? Like you, again, you get to decide what works for you. As far as like the laundry, again, like I will wash the laundry. If he needs something, I wash laundry once a week. So if he needs something that's not on the day that I wash, then he has to wash it himself, right? So it's really important for you to figure out what is going to work for you and your household. So I don't have kids, but this might look like, okay, each child only gets one extracurricular activity at a time. Maybe we alternate between, the morning routine and the evening routine if you're partnered, right? You know, making sure that your kids are also responsible for certain things, right? You don't have to do it all. When it comes to your partner, this could look like, hey, you know what? I don't mind making you lunch, but you're going to have to pack it in the morning. So something that I actually do, so I actually don't mind making my partner lunch because him and I eat the same lunch every day, right? But he leaves in the morning, and so it's cold, but the food that I send him is hot. So I make it. I freeze it. He takes it out of the freezer the night before, and then he heats it up before he goes to work. So I let him know, hey, I left your lunch on this shelf. Like it's always in the same spot. So he knows what to eat, right? So he knows like which one is his lunch and which one is something else. But like I've prepared it ahead of time, but like he is responsible for taking it. And if he doesn't take it, then that's not my problem. Right? Maybe you don't want to make him lunch at all. And that's totally fine too, right? Like you get to decide. But this is a long-winded example of like, you just get to decide how you want to do things. And I really encourage you to decide like how you're going to do these things based on what you want, not based on what society or your family thinks you should do, or what you even think that you should do. I want you to do this based simply on desire. You can work out all the other kinks afterwards. So once you've decided how it is that you want to show up, one by one, you are going to start implementing those things. Now, this is going to be a process, but I invite you to start with just one thing. So if you decided, okay, so for cooking, we're only going to eat out on the weekends. And we, you know, during the week, the kids are going to eat at school for breakfast and lunch. So I'm going to do dinner, but I'm not cooking dinner every night. So maybe your teenage kids are going to cook dinner each night a week. Like let's pretend you have, I don't know, two teenagers at home. They get to cook on Mondays and Fridays or whatever. So now you're only cooking Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday dinner. Right? Whatever that looks like for you, like you get to decide, but you want to implement that one thing first. So once you get in the habit of that, then you're going to implement the other things. It is a process and it is going to take some time. But what that is going to do is going to allow you to have more time for yourself, both physically and mentally. And what that also means is that your stress levels are going to be reduced, which then means you're going to spend less time zoning out during sex. You're going to spend more time orgasming. You're going to spend more time wanting to have sex because you're not going to be so fucking tired and stressed all the time. And sex isn't going to feel like a chore anymore. So I hope this was super helpful for you. I know that there are many costs to being a woman, and they can even be more costly if we do not address them. So it is really important that we address these things. And I know that many of these topics may not seem like they are related to sex, but I promise you they always are. So figure out what it is that you want to do, how you want to show up, how you want to start by reducing your stress, and let me know how it goes. I will talk to y'all next week. Hey, mujer, this is your invitation to join La Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button to be notified when new episodes are released. Join me every week to hear me talk about orgasms, foreskin, dildos, and all the other cochinadas your abuela didn't tell you about. But that's not all. We'll also discuss machismo, la tía metiche, and sexual stories from other Latinas just like you. And if you're ready to start spicing up your sex life tonight, then be sure to download my free ebook, Spice It Up con la Sex Coach. You can find the link in the show notes. And finally, let's keep in touch. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Sex in Spanglish. Be sure to follow me and let me know you heard this episode. Deseándote todo el placer, porque el placer es poder.